105 Mid-Mornings. Catch up.
This is YB5, where local legends plant seeds of change. Let's build bridges and walk in the spirit of Ubuntu together.
Welcome to another episode of Young Blood 5 with me, Yonaka Teledi. Today we're speaking to an organization called 1828, and on the line is the founder, Rifilwe Sesiane. Thank you so much for joining us, Rifilwe.
Hey, Yonaka, such a pleasure to be here, and hello to the listeners. Thank you for having us.
Now, the organization celebrates its 15th birthday this year. As the founder, did you expect to have such an impact?
Yonaka, it is absolutely surreal. I didn't even think we'd make it to 15. You know, people say 15 is fabulous. We certainly feel that way. 15 is also an opportunity to feel grateful. And I think it just highlights the fact that we're only as successful as people allow us to be. There's no such thing as a self-made woman. And there've been so many wonderful people in the last 15 years who've just been so supportive of the growth of this organization and really so committed to 1828's vision of empowering young women, of using higher education as a tool for their empowerment. Big sisters who've been mentoring our girls. 5FM, hey, hey, for the wonderful press and publicity over the years on YB5. So we're really very grateful to our donors, to the girls themselves. You know, the beneficiaries of this organization really self-select.
Another 1828 celebration is the graduation of the first PhD student from the financial assistance program. Tell us about the program and why this graduation means so much to the organization.
So the financial assistance program is really our flagship program, Yonaka, and this is what enables us to fundraise locally and internationally. And this financial assistance program essentially fundraises to pay for the cost of any qualification at an accredited higher education institution in the country. So whether you're at a TVET college, a university of technology, provided it is an accredited institution, because I'm sad to say that we still have the issue of fly-by-night institutions, we will provide support to pay for your tuition fees, a laptop, textbooks, accommodation, stationery, as well as a living allowance for girls to complete the qualification either at undergrad level or postgrad level. And this includes both public and private institutions. The young woman who will be graduating this year and becoming our first doctor, we're so excited, is doing a PhD in sociology at the University of Johannesburg. And she's been with us for 7 years, just to give you a sense of how demanding the PhD is in terms of researching her thesis, going up and down with her supervisors, making submission after submission and correction after correction with the chapters. But it's been a wonderful journey that we've been able to walk with her. And we're so excited as she will be stepping out into the world of academia, going back to her institution to lecture the next generation of girls who want to pursue the same qualification in sociology. And for us, it just means so much.
There's a leadership camp coming up in September this year. Who's invited and what's it all about?
We find that young women tend to associate leadership with title. So if I wasn't prefect in matric, or I'm not on SRC at my varsity, or I'm not on house comm, or I'm not on the dean's list, then I'm excluded from a leadership position, or I don't have agency, or I feel that I lack the agency to address some of the issues that I'm encountering as a young woman, whether in my home environment, my community, on campus, in broader society. Leadership is not about title. If there is an issue that you as a young woman are facing in any sphere of your life, then the fact that that issue affects you is reason enough for you to stand up and speak up and do something about it. So at the camp, we have a weekend experience that brings together all the beneficiaries of our financial assistance program. And essentially what we do is the girls are coming from different university campuses across the country. And the weekend experience really unites them around themes of leadership, around themes of personal branding, around how they're going to navigate the working world and South African society in general when they graduate. And for us, that weekend obviously is a lot of fun. There's a lot of survivor type excursions and adventures and a lot of teamwork group activities that take place. And invariably, when you put together a group of girls for a weekend, you're bound to unlock a lot of sisterhood and new friendships. So it's just wonderful seeing girls from all the different campuses that we have in SA really uniting, coming together even as study buddies and just forming that sisterhood, that friendship beyond the weekend. So that will be taking place in September during the spring break, subject obviously to some contracts that we would need to conclude with some of our donors, with some of the partners, the venue itself, and just generally making sure that everyone is on board in terms of delivering the camp's objectives, as well as the modules that we're going to be working through the girls over that weekend. So it's very exciting and looking forward to it for this group for the 2026 girls.
Just in closing, what kind of general assistance could the organization use from the public and corporates? And of course, please do share how we get in touch.
We're always looking for big sisters to mentor our girls. So women in corporate in SA, middle and senior management women who have the time and have the capacity to commit to a girl for a year, please join the Big Sister Network. The form is on our website for you to mentor a girl and really give her that psychosocial support. A lot of our girls are the first in their families to get to varsity, and some of them really tend to be overwhelmed with just university culture and that adjustment coming out of high school or even just their home environments and into the world of work. So the Big Sister really is quite indispensable in terms of her success in crafting her future and just giving her a sense of confidence, learning from someone who's been in the same position that you are in as a little sister. The website address is 1828.co.za, 1828.co.za, and there they'll find all the information that they need about our various programs. As a nonprofit, we're always looking to raise funds and partner with people who can support our programs, so donations are always welcome, and all the information is on our website in terms of banking details and where and how to donate.
That was indeed Refilwe Sesiane, founder at 1828. Thank you so much for joining us, Refilwe. Have a beautiful day further.
Thank you, Yonaga, and thanks to the listeners. Really appreciate this opportunity. Have a great day.
Spotlighting causes that heal, build, and uplift. These are the stories that echo the heartbeat of Ubuntu. Unity in action. Celebrate resilience, celebrate change. This is Young Blood 5 with Yonaga Teledi.
Catch up on some of the best moments from 5 Mid-Mornings by going to 5FM's catch-up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.